The charity Bloomsbury Football has recently been working with figures from England's blind and partially sighted football setup to help a new generation of football fans to get into the beautiful game. Here to tell me more is Esme Scantlebury from the charity. So thanks very much for joining us, Esme. Tell us a little bit about the charity and what it is you guys do.
Hi, Barry. Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, I'm Esme and I'm from Bloomsbury Football Foundation, which is a charity that looks to reduce the barriers that young people face to accessing football in London, whether that be financial or physical access. And we basically use football as a tool to improve the mental and physical well-being of the young people, basically just giving them the best chance to succeed in whatever they choose to do. So I basically manage the programme for blind and partially sighted young people, which is a programme that Bloomsbury has run since 2021. And we've just been so happy to create a programme that provides a space for young people to feel welcome and safe on the pitch and in football.
And you recently held a taster session at Spurs Training Centre in London. How did that go?
Yeah, so we ran our annual football festival for blind and partially sighted young people, as you said, on the 3rd of December, which was the International Day of Persons with Disabilities. That was at their just amazing training centre that we were just really kindly hosted by Tottenham Foundation. We were just actually so pleased to welcome just under 50 young people aged between 4 and 22. And it was just a morning of games and exercises that focused on developing confidence, developing skills, but mainly making new friends. We had a visitor of Azim Amir, who's a blind football player, who was just able to give a fantastic talk at the beginning and just provided support throughout the day. And that's just so inspirational for the young people that were there. And we're just so grateful to host the festival at Spurs' training ground, because it's just really important that we create opportunities for young people that might not have previously had experience with professional facilities or stadiums to have those opportunities. So it's something that we're just really keen to continue.
And it's for all skill levels as well, isn't it? You're not just looking for superstars, not initially anyway.
No, absolutely. We really, really see the programme as primarily recreational. It's to kind of just build confidence and make friends. No previous experience in football is required. But on the other side, we actually also want to support young people on their journey to an elite level. So basically, we're here to provide both. And especially with these football festivals, this is our biggest one to date. But the key thing is, it's just at all different levels, so everyone is welcome.
And also, it's great not just for the fitness but for mental health as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just really passionate about building confidence and improving mental health, battling things like isolation that we're just so aware that young people face. And it's just important to create a sense of community that young people feel that they can enter the pitch and feel safe in that.
And England hosted the IBSA Men's World Blind Football Championships as recently as 2023. So it's a great time to be offering these courses for kids.
Absolutely. It's just something that we speak with Azim Amir a lot of, how we can get young people on the pitch as early as possible so that they're given the best chance to pursue football to whatever degree they want to. If that actually takes them to elite level, then we're here to support on that. And that is just fantastic. And if that also just remains as something recreational and for a hobby and a way of socialising, then that's also equally as important.
So obviously the event at Spurs Stadium was a massive success. When is your next event?
So we run weekly sessions on a Monday evening in a school in Camden, and a monthly session with the Royal Society for Blind Children at school in Euston on a Saturday. So there's lots of opportunities to get involved. We also run sessions in schools for blind and partially sighted young people. So we have consistent sessions, and then we'll also have our festival again in 2025. So the key thing is actually that we're providing really fun, big days, but also that we're able to provide consistent opportunities to play for young people throughout the year.
How do people find out more?
So they can always give us an email at info@bloomsburyfootball.com, or if you prefer to use WhatsApp, it can be to 07724608600. It's just really important that we're able to make this session accessible. So if you have any concerns or you're worried about anything, please feel free to email. We're actually just here to help facilitate the entry into football.
Well, I wish you lots of luck with it. Let's hope it goes from strength to strength. Esme Scantlebury from the charity Bloomsbury Football, thanks very much for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Barry. Have a great day.